It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, your host, Joe Canale, and this is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Tuesday, January 7, also for yesterday, January 6. So it's not your daily sports dump for the week, but if you were starting today, for today it is your daily sports dump. Take what you can get, folks. This is a little late. Yesterday I had some other stuff I had to catch up on. I know, I shouldn't leave you hanging. And today it's a little late in the day because my dishwasher is very loud, like the machine. I don't have a very angry person washing the dishes at this point. And then after that, the landscapers were very loud. And before you get angry, I live in an apartment, so the landscapers are not for me. They are just an aggravation to me. For the record, today, this is the second time I'm doing this take because the first one was just way too low energy. And the reason it was low energy is because my wife, the sports widow, has encouraged me to be a little more casual with the delivery of some of the jokes for the day. And I'm going to try that today, but the first round was way too casual, so this is a little less casual for you. And today we're introducing a new segment. It's called Monday Musings on a Tuesday. I could have said Tuesings in some way and worked that in, but all the ways I tried to work it in sounded dumb. So it's Monday Musings on a Tuesday. And hopefully some of them are amusing, but we'll see. All right, a lot of coaching hires, and it's good that we waited till today so because we got some more. The Giants hired Patriots, I believe it's Joe Judge. I don't even know. I don't even care as their coach, and I'm a Giants fan. Now, this gentleman previously spent 8 years as the special teams coach on the Patriots, which is a good thing because most of the Giants roster probably would be special teams players on the Patriots. And this is a particularly poor Patriots roster, so that's saying not a lot. Now, the Giants, of course, we'll get to that. I'm reshuffling things from the first take, folks. Now, there were other coaching hires, of course. The Panthers gave Matt Rhule of Baylor a 7-year, $60 million deal. That's a lot of time. Now, my Monday musing on this one is that that Baylor job is open. Art Briles? Too soon? What are the odds that we hear somebody make that suggestion or recommendation? Because don't forget, Baylor is in Waco, and you can't spell whack out. Waco. That was a Waka Waka joke. I'm just skipping that one. Waco Waco is what I was going for. All right, other coaching hires, speaking of, a Monday musing on a Tuesday, the Dallas Cowboys hired Mike McCarthy. Well, sure, because, you know, if you can only win one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, imagine how many you can't win with Dak Prescott. I'm just saying. But I wish you luck. Not really. I'm a Giants fan. So now the Cowboys really knew they were going to hire him anyway, but they brought in Marvin Lewis, you know, for the Rooney Rule. Because, of course, you know, when you're bringing in Marvin Lewis, are you really trying all that much? I don't think so. So my musing on this is that the Rooney Rule is a crock of crap, and that we need to have an episode with Ephraim Salaam, who used to do episodes a long time ago before he got more regular work, and I still didn't, and have one of those episodes that I think he can help give us some commentary on, because, geez, between him and Eric Bieniemy, and then they bring in a special teams coach to hire over those guys. Now, Marvin Lewis, I get it, but when you bring Marvin Lewis in, like I said, you're not even really trying. You're like, oh, here's a guy who we absolutely couldn't hire. I guess they could, but no one's going to hire him at this point, probably. So bring in the regular guys. That musing wasn't amusing, but it was still important. Now, speaking of the Rooney Rule, this is off topic, but Rooney Mara, well-adjusted young lady whose names are the Steelers and the Giants owners, is dating Joaquin Phoenix, I found out from the Golden Globes. So my Monday musing is, of course they are, because, you know, when you have never known what it's like to be a regular person, you seek out other human beings who are so maladjusted that they don't know what it's like to be a regular person. In a way, I feel bad for those folks who can't actually associate with a normal person. On the other hand, they're incredibly rich, so come see, come saw. Now, another musing on all these hires. So there's, you know, more experienced guys who get the jobs and everything, who don't get the jobs because people love to hire Bill Belichick assistants to varying degrees of success. And I think actually, if you look at it, with both Nick Saban and Belichick, isn't their greatest skill as a head coach just seeding the league with inferior coaches who come off of their staff? I mean, really, I know that, you know, this is a bad time to say it because Vrabel just beat Belichick, but that's an anomaly, and it's because, you know, Brady's medicine is running out. So when you look back on these guys, I think the best and most important thing for their success is that they sent a bunch of their minions who weren't as good as them into the league to be other head coaches, preventing perhaps other good coaches from being hired and maintaining their superiority in the coaching profession. Just a thought out there I'm putting out there. Is that all the oh, no, I've got some more Monday musings on a Tuesday. Kevin Love apologized and said for his outburst the other game, said he regretted acting like a 13-year-old. Now, I'm sure what happened is he got mixed up because the coach probably told them they needed to play like 13-year-olds so they can tank for a new pick, and he might have misunderstood. For most of the players on the team, that's probably not that hard. They're mostly an AAU team in terms of ability. Pistons, Blake Griffin. Oh, I remember him from when he was great out here. He's breaking down. He's out indefinitely after knee surgery. Just goes to show anything that gets... that you put together in Detroit is just going to break down. I know this isn't the time or the place to take shots at the American auto industry, especially since I really have no idea if that comment is true or not. But it was a Detroit joke. It was a cheap shot, and I took it. All right. Whoa, here's another musing. The Red Sox used replay room to steal signs. The Red Sox? The Red Sox are the fake bloody sock of David Ortiz, of Manny Ramirez, of you can't spell Pedroia without P-E-D. They were cheating? What? Bill Simmons is probably going to lament the days when the Red Sox could cheat and not get caught and still not win. All right, that's my Red Sox, anti-Red Sox screed musing. Though you can expect more of those if this segment continues. And I guess this is my final Monday musing on a Tuesday. The Browns hope to hire a coach by Saturday. Well, that's good. My musing on this is that if history's any indication that they will begin undermining him on Saturday night, and that will continue until firing, rinse, and repeat. So good luck, Browns fans. All right, this was Monday Musings on a Tuesday. There was going to be another segment, but I have a fickle broadcasting partner this week. It's my daughter. She really wanted to do a whole episode about the whole new merchandising of the Sports Dump that she's thought up. It's really much more thought out than anything I've really done with the Sports Dump site in general. So I was all set to interview her and hear those ideas, but now she doesn't want to. So maybe we'll look for that another day this week. If not, you can subscribe on Spotify or iTunes. You can go to thesportsdump.com for some archive material. It's all being rearranged up there. Hopefully I'll have time to do a refitting of the whole website sometime soon. And there's also some archive video material for that. Again, rate us, review us. We'll have an episode out tomorrow. Later. Bye.